Hey, New Orleans, want to take a walk on the wild side? Then come with us to the neutral ground. Phone lines are always open for your questions and comments. Call 556-9696. That's 556-9696. Politics, news, sports, life. Corey covers it all and always tells it like it is. Now to the studios of 990 AM and online at WGSO.com. You're on the neutral ground with Corey Johnson.
Yeah, you're right. Oh, yeah. Time for the 3 o'clock cool down in New Orleans, Louisiana. I am your show host of this radio talk program, Corey Johnson. What a bummer. Recount of the Crescent City Connection toll renewal confirms the vote. The vote is upheld. The renewal passed. Next up, I think the opponents are going to file a lawsuit. One of those opponents, I mean, this guy was about to become a local hero. Could have been a folk hero if the vote would have gone the other way. I'm talking about Mike Teachworth with StopTheTolls.org. Mike Teachworth's going to join us in an hour. We'll find out what all this means as far as today and what this future lawsuit means. Is it time for Mike Teachworth, StopTheTolls.org, give up the fight or fight on? Are they sore losers or citizens fighting for us? I thought that's what the politicians were supposed to do. Yeah, right. 504-556-9696. Isn't that sad? I'd like to just get to a middle level, a normal level, where politicians are just simply honest, hardworking, civic-minded, sacrificing for us, doing what's best for us, not for them, getting reelected, appeasing other politicians, having the courage to stand up and do what's right. We elect these boneheads, these bozos that you have no chance and you keep electing them for weird reasons and then get all stressed out and complain when you don't get good positive results with roads, schools, crime, education, whatever. You get the point. No, if we just had average politicians that cared for us truly, just went to bat for us, that was the number one goal. Instead of this BS with this toll, it's embarrassing. Screwed everybody around the first time, promising to do stuff and they didn't do it, especially road projects on the West Bank. Just screwing over West Bankers. And they're the ones mostly affected by this bridge. I live on the East Bank. I would have had no problem letting them vote on it exclusively. But those that needed the toll renewed, first off, they got an outsider to put the bill up, someone from like Bunky, Dry Prong, because none of these cowards in the local area wanted that attached to them. Then they get it to where it's 20 years, and all their BS continues. Their rank-and-file buddies doing inefficient work and really screwing over West Bankers primarily. They're taking the brunt of it. Now, I respect Ronnie Harris from Gretna coming on the program because others will run from it. But, I mean, he foolishly says he's for the toll renewal, and it boiled down. I mean, I had him on the show. You can listen to the blog. You can listen to the audio at WGSO.com. He's saying, you know, it was because of $150,000 in grass cutting and a few cops that might have to patrol the bridge, maybe, when troopers are already doing it. So, I mean, it was kind of blatant and obvious. He's kind of sold out for some weird reason. I don't know if it's friends that contribute to campaign or contract, whatever, but sold out the citizens in Gretna, essentially, in my opinion. I thought it was kind of clear. He may disagree. And I said, man, are you term limited? I laughed. He said, no, I'm not. And then I was like, well, are you going to run again? He goes, I don't know. And I think the answer is, of course not. Because any opponent will bring that up exactly, that he was for the toll renewal. So the 150 grand in grass cutting, whatever the police services are, and believe me, the numbers aren't high, but let's be just wide open about it. Call it $500,000, and it ain't nowhere near that for the city of Gretna. But let's say, you know, the tolls aren't renewed. It's $500,000. How many Gretna residents cross the toll with the tag mostly at 40 cents. How many motorists, how many days or weeks, or maybe it's months, of Gretna folks, and I doubt it's months, would the toll 40 cents add up to $500,000? Probably a few weeks. It just wasn't a good call. There was a lot of political BS. Mitch Landrieu getting involved. A lot of folks getting involved. It was old, crappy politics. They pitted East Bank against West Bank. They made it West Bankers saying, I don't want this. Had it for 20 years, I'm paying it. And they never gave us what they promised us. New road construction and the like. And then East Bankers in Jefferson and Orleans that probably shouldn't have been voting, they're just looking at it as, let them pay for it on the West Bank. Because if we don't renew it, we'll end up having to pay for the maintenance on the bridge. It was a scam. It was dirty, nasty politics. All the politicians involved get to go away from it clean, including Mitch Landrieu. Because none of them are directly related to it. None of them directly related to any of it. There's no direct legislator locally that had the bill even for the toll extension. It's terrible. No, and there's no going back. You only get one vote. No, but a lot of people would change their vote. And this thing definitely would not pass if folks knew what they knew today. It's disgusting, but that's the typical uninformed voter that politicians count on in Louisiana and New Orleans so they can slip crap like this through. And you want to know when the renewal ends? 2033. Congratulations. I mean, just short-sighted. Terrible. And screwing over folks on the West Bank. That's all we basically did. Sad. Hey, give up the fight or fight on. You know how I feel. Fight on, Mike Teachworth. We'll hear from him from StopTheTolls.org next hour. Corey Johnson with you on 990 AM WGSO, where New Orleans talks. What a bummer. The recount of the Crescent City toll renewal confirms the vote. The vote upheld. The renewal has passed. Next, some possible a lawsuit being filed. Mike Teachworth is with StopTheTolls.org. He's the guy behind this. He was about to become a hero. Could you imagine if this thing would have flip-flopped the other way and would have failed? All these politicians scrambling, going back into the scare tactics of what's going to happen now to the bridge. It's going to fall in the Mississippi River. That's what's going to happen. Should they give up the fight or fight on with this potential lawsuit? We'll find out. Mike Teachworth from StopTheTolls.org will join us next. Hey, the MWGSO, the phone lines are open this very minute. The number is 556-9696. It's that easy to get online. A bummer. The recount of the Crescent City Connection toll renewal confirmed the vote. The vote is upheld. The renewal passed. We're going to visit with Mike Teachworth from StopTheTolls.org in a few minutes. Find out what that's all about. Yeah, you're right. Corey Johnson with you. Where New Orleans talks, 990 AM WGSO. I'm with you every afternoon, 3 p.m. Help me out. Spread the word. Tell your friends. Tell your family about 990 AM, about this very program. What a bummer. The recount of the Crescent City toll renewal confirms the vote. The vote is upheld. Mike Teachworth, almost a folk hero in New Orleans. Almost, Mike. And I know that's not your goal, but boy, it would have been funny. If this thing would have flip-flopped the other way, everyone on planet Earth, at least around these parts, would have known who Mike Teachworth was, the guy that stopped the Crescent City toll from being renewed. How are you, Mike?
I'm doing well. Thanks, Corey.
Hey, thanks for coming on the program. Tell us about today. You kind of took part in it indirectly. You were an observer, I guess. Let's go beyond today. Let's go beyond last week, looking at counting this vote. How did all this start? How did you get involved in this?
Well, about 3 years ago, I was sitting in traffic waiting to pay the tolls, and I started wondering, why do we have to pay tolls? So I started doing some research, started, kind of trying to find out. As I'm thinking, well, wait a minute, the other bridges don't have tolls. And I was in Baton Rouge. They didn't have a toll. So I started looking around, investigating a little bit, and that was pretty much the genesis of it. And then as I started to get involved a little bit, I had actually reached out to Pat Connick, and he said, I said, well, that doesn't seem fair that we have to pay and other people aren't paying. And he said, well, get involved and do something about it. And so that was pretty much the start.
And what was that start? Just being involved, being on top of it, keeping an eye on this? How did it go?
Well, originally it started, basically doing research, doing as much research as I could to try to figure out what was going on. Just to try to figure out, again, why do we pay? I contacted every legislator on the West Bank. Very few even returned my call, but Pat Connick was one of them. Got some information from him. Ultimately started talking to some people, some friends of mine, and I said, wait a minute, this isn't right. They said, let's do something about it. So started the website, and, the website was a good thing, actually, and people started reaching out to me as they found out about it, and they said, what are we going to do about it? And so then we started, really kind of started the movement at that point. And then I ultimately got appointed to the task force in the Crescent City Connection, which was about, I guess it was about a year and a half ago, and got to learn even more. I started speaking at civic groups, telling people, look, we live in the West Bank. Look what's going on here. We're paying this tax. We're not getting really anything out of it, and I think it's unfair. And then the movement just kind of snowballed from there. A lot of people joined and connected and told their friends, and then we put together a petition for Governor Jindal to veto the tolls, which he did not do. Actually, to veto the renewal vote on the tolls, I should say. So that's pretty much it. That's how it got started. And then,
And when you say that, you're talking about the legislators passing the legislation where we would have the right to vote on this renewal.
Originally the tolls were on the bridge and put on in 88. They were for 10 years to pay off the construction bonds. The end of 88, they did a re-swizzle of the bonds, but originally, up until this vote, the public had never even been allowed to vote. So as they came up for renewal, we were opposing the renewal. We were going to Baton Rouge. We were speaking before the members of the legislature, and we were saying, it's time for these tolls to end. And then, I think there's, a big contingent of people who, of politicians who wanted these tolls to stay. And, ultimately they introduced a bill to extend the tolls, but to do a vote. And that was it.
Originally it was a West Bank vote.
Originally we were pushing for a West Bank vote, and the entire time that the bill was moving through the legislature, they had promised us that it would be a West Bank only vote. And then
it was a 10-year renewal, and they manipulated that into 20 because you'd have to escrow money, and they wouldn't escrow at 10. You had to do 20. Then when they said, okay, go to 20, they got rid of the escrow altogether. So it's been a big screw job. The best part is the person that files the bill.
And that was Karen St. Germain out of Pierre Part.
Yeah, out of Pierre Part. I mean, just someone with no local connection, which means one of our local politicians will be filing some bill that is maybe negatively impacts Pierre Part in a session or two. It was embarrassing what they did.
It was. We were furious, and we lashed out at all of the West Bank legislators. I mean, you've got John Alario. He's the president of the Senate. And we said, how is it that, a legislator from another district can pass a tax on our people? But we didn't get any response. We didn't get any, I mean, other than Pat Connick, who fought.
No, Larios for the renewal. You know? It's, I don't know, Mike. Yeah, Pat Connick's the only one, really. Anyone else?
Well, John Young stepped up.
Yeah, John Young did a little late.
He adamantly opposed
the
tolls.
Yep.
But none of the state legislators from the West Bank spoke out.
Oh, the sad part was just like it wasn't even a toll renewal or not. It was this, just this fear the bridge was going to rust and fall into the river with people driving on it if the toll wasn't renewed. It was really very, very poorly done. It was embarrassing in some cases. I had Gretna Mayer on, Ronnie Harris, and he's talking about it. He's for it because he didn't want to have to pay $150,000 to cut grass under it. I mean, just embarrassing stuff.
Well, yeah, and, you know, they did a great job on the other side. I mean, they raised $200,000 from a lot of companies and politicians who benefit from the tolls, and they went on a serious ad campaign, and they essentially distilled it down to where the average person who was uninformed, you know, we don't want our bridge, you know, the lights to go out, and we don't want the bridge to, you know, rust and fall into the river. So they did a good job of getting their message out. Just wasn't true.
Okay, so you, the vote goes down. Amazing, too. 300. I thought the Cynthia Willard-Lewis, Stacey Head vote was close when 55,000 votes were cast in Orleans, and Head beat Cynthia Willard-Lewis by 281 votes. I was like, that's incredible. 55,000 cast, 281 votes. I was like, I'll never see that in my lifetime again. Less than a year later, Crescent City Connection vote, 308,000, six times more votes cast than that little race I was talking about. And not 281 votes separating it, 16 or 18, Mike?
Right, it was 18. It's basically 1 in 18,000 people. So it's a ridiculous margin. I mean, and that had a lot to do with why we challenged it.
Yeah, I did an editorial just in general. Any election, especially one that thousands of votes can be manipulated that aren't electronic at the end and counted till the early hours, you've got to have a recount on that. It's just got to be mandatory. It's 308,000 votes and only 18 separate. You've got to have a recount on that just automatically, regardless of the election.
Right. Well, you know, if the total number of paper, if the vote margin of victory had been, you know, obviously more than the total number of paper votes, then there's no need.
Right.
But
right.
That wasn't the case here.
No, it wasn't. So, was that essentially where the lawsuit came in? Look, we're not questioning these votes that were electronically cast. We're questioning votes that could be manipulated and strictly those in Orleans Parish.
Well, the reason we questioned Orleans was, you know, originally on election night, all 51 parishes had voted all of their absentee ballots in early votings. Early votes had been done basically by about 9:30 or 10 o'clock on election night. And Orleans still wasn't done, and we were ahead, and we were thinking that we had won, obviously.
By like, what, 850 votes?
Yeah, by about, I think it was about 850 or 847. I don't remember the exact number. And then they finally submitted some. I don't remember the exact time, but it was like 1 o'clock in the morning. And then we were like, hey, well, they did. And then we ended up winning again, and we were jumping up and down. We said, hey, this is fantastic. No, wait, they're going to resubmit again. So they then submitted again. There was another submission about 2 o'clock in the morning, and it pulled us down, I want to say, maybe another, pulled us down to maybe we were winning by about 200 or 300. I don't remember the exact number. So we're like, hey, we won this thing, you know, David versus Goliath or whatever. Great. We go to bed the next morning. We find out there had been another submission. They had found some more votes. Again, we're not accusing anybody of anything, but just the fact that, the way that the whole thing went down, and the fact that it was so close and it could have gone the other way. You know, perhaps all night they were counting and they counted wrong. And
well, you're a much better man than me because I'm thinking New Orleans, corrupt city, this politically charged vote, this politically charged election, the money spent to pass it. Everybody else, 63 out of 64 parishes get it done by 8:30, 9, 9:30 in the evening. 3-4 times it's done in New Orleans until it finally, you know, gets passed by 18 little votes out of 308,000. No, you're a better man than me, Mike, because I would have been like, come on, folks, do simple deductive reasoning. There's some tomfoolery, something crooked going on here. You know, where there's smoke, there's fire. Something doesn't smell right, whatever, you know?
Right. Well, we just, you know, wanted to make sure that everything was, you know, the numbers were the numbers. And when we presented, you know, the facts to the judge and that. And in fact, you know, originally we weren't really, I mean, we had a right to challenge the vote via our lawsuit. In order to challenge the vote, an individual voter has to sue the Secretary of State and the governor personally. And so that's what we did. The recount, got granted. We weren't positive that that was going to happen because we had what we feel is a stronger case for the nullification of the election. But in any event, the judge felt like the recount was the first step, and so he ordered it, and that's what we did.
What's next, Mike? There's talk of a lawsuit being filed. Is that accurate?
Lawsuit? Well, actually, the lawsuit was filed. The lawsuit had two parts to it, and the recount was, you know, the first step. But the lawsuit itself is our claims that we feel that the election should be there should be a new election on the toll proposition.
We're visiting a couple more minutes with Mike Teachworth. He's with StopTheTolls.org. What's the specifics of the lawsuit? Why?
There's two specifics, and anybody that wants to look at it, by the way, Corey, if you go to StopTheTolls.org, the lawsuit document, all of the documentation, the recount, the judge's order, everything's out there. They can read it for themselves. But it's basically two claims. One is that there were probably about 1,000 people across Orleans and Jefferson who were denied their right to vote on the state propositions, of which the Crescent City toll extension was one of them. They were allowed to vote in the federal election, but they weren't allowed to vote in the state propositions. And that was, according to our lawsuit, it was through no fault of their own. These people were in the right precinct. They were registered with the Secretary of State. They were active voters. Basically, what happened, from what we can tell most of the time, is that these people showed up to vote. The poll commissioner could not find their name in the book. And so by federal law, they have to allow them to vote. So what they do is they give them a paper ballot. They vote for the federal and congressional elections. And then later, the commissioner in that parish then looks at the paper ballot and says, It's either valid or it's not. But by that point, they've still been denied the ability to vote on the local elections. And a lot of these people, especially a lot of the people who, you know, signed our petition and were members of Stop the Tolls, were irate that they could not vote against the tolls and that the tolls had passed by such a shallow margin. So that's kind of the first claim in our lawsuit. And the second claim is that we had a gentleman who reached out to us. Actually, he didn't even reach out to us first. He actually wrote a letter to the Secretary of State, and he complained because he was voting in New Orleans East, and he said that there was a poll commissioner there who was advising people that they needed to vote for the toll extension, otherwise their property taxes would go up. And so we included his claim. He signed an affidavit. We included his claim in our lawsuit as well.
What's the ultimate goal? The judge rules what? What would you get? What do you want that would be ideal?
Point, on March 4th and 5th, there's going to be a trial, and it's going to be before the judge. It's not going to be a jury, but it's going to be before the judge, and we're going to present our claims, and I'm assuming that, you know, the defendant, the Secretary of State or whatever, and the judge will make a ruling. He'll say they'll either be, you know, there needs to be another election, that, you know, based on what we're claiming, the outcome of the election could have been changed. So the judge will make a decision March, I guess, 5th, or however long he takes to do it after the trial is completed.
And how quickly, if everything goes as planned, or I shouldn't say as planned, as you hope, what would be next?
Well, if he grants us another election, then the next scheduled election in Orleans and Jefferson, they would have the toll proposition would be put on the ballot, and voters would get a chance to vote on it.
Boy, it would fail miserably this time around. Hey, Mike, any final thoughts before we let you go?
Well, you know, I appreciate you letting us on and talking with me, Corey. You know, again, you know, the reason we're doing this is you know, this isn't anything political. We're challenging it because we feel it's an unfair tax. Been on the West Bank for, you know, 24 years. Only 19 cents of every dollar collected even goes to the bridge, and now it's even less.
Yeah, and then all those projects that were promised and they never did it, and the new 20-year, it's not like you've got some IG, some auditor inspecting everything they do. It's going to be the same good old boy network, same contractors getting the deals. It's horrendous, man.
It's a lot of money, Corey. You're right. It's a lot of money on an individual basis. You know, it's basically $7,000 per toll tag. Now, that's over 20 years, but still.
$7,000 a toll tag.
Right.
That's embarrassing.
That's just crossing once a day.
That's embarrassing. That
that's
really is.
Crossing once a day. But the people in Baton Rouge, citizens in Baton Rouge, aren't having to pay that.
No, that's why the Orleans and Jefferson folks sold out the West Bank folks and voted selfishly just to, oh, I don't want to have to pay for the upkeep of the bridge. Just getting suckered into the BS. It's a shame. Hey, Mike, I'll tell them about the website, stopthetolls.org.
That's it. Thank you, Corey. We're going to keep fighting, and we'll be in touch.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you.
That's Mike Teachworth from stopthetolls.org.